This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, sir. This is going to be a fun conversation. You've not had this organization on the show before, I do not believe, but the timing is perfect because it's been fun watching downtown and making its big comeback.
Absolutely, and I love Midtown. It's a great area, so looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting to watch. Let's get to it. We're joined by two gentlemen from Sheraton Atlanta. First up on the opening segment is Kevin Kobishop. He's the general manager of Sheraton Atlanta. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, it's great to have you. Thanks for carving out some very valuable time to join us. You have a lot going on, so appreciate you joining us. Before we get into our conversation, take a quick second. Just give the audience a quick 10,000-foot view of Sheraton Atlanta. What's going on?
We have got a lot of exciting stuff going on right now. We're in the midst of a $20 million renovation.
$20 million.
Whoa.
And you know, we're just about done. By the end of September, we'll be completed with this project, which is really exciting. So we've got a lot of things going on. Boy, major changes in the interior of the building, you know, new carpeting, flooring, drapes, all that kind of stuff. But the big exciting part of the project is our guest room expansion project. So what we're doing is we're taking the corners of both of our towers and pushing them out on both sides and creating, boy, 65 suites out of these huge rooms.
Nice.
So it's really going to be cool. It's going to be great because the exterior of the building is going to look dramatically different than it does today. So when it's all completed, it'll be glass from the ground floor all the way up to the 12th floor. Beautiful suites. It'll be really top-notch when it's all complete.
That sounds stunning. Just for the benefit of the audience, walk them through exactly where you're located.
We are located at 165 Cortland Street Northeast, which is right on the corner of Cortland and International Drive in downtown Atlanta.
So you mentioned exterior going through a lot of renovations as well. Go a little bit deeper there.
So we've completely renovated all 763 of our guest rooms.
Wow.
So that project started in February. And we actually took everything out of the room and jackhammered the floors and put in new granite countertops, new marble bathrooms, new marble tub surrounds, and new carpeting, drapes, furniture, the whole works.
Sounds fantastic.
So our guest rooms are brand new, and we're going to have the nicest, newest product in downtown Atlanta, which is really exciting. And
I mentioned at the top of the show about this, how downtown's surging and coming back. I guess the timing of this renovation is probably on purpose, yeah?
It's absolutely calculated. You know, there's a lot of exciting things going on downtown now with so many new attractions in downtown and things to do and people coming back and living downtown. You know, so many new restaurants popping up open every other day. So it's really, it's a happening place now. And we certainly want to be on the cutting edge of that to keep us, you know, good, clean and fresh.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the various on-site amenities that people can expect at the Sheraton?
Well, we're a group hotel, so we do a lot of meeting and convention business. Mm. So we've got a lot of convention and meeting space. Boy, we have got the number two TripAdvisor restaurant in the entire city of Atlanta. Our restaurant is named Fandangles, and our chef Mark will be here to talk a little bit about that in a little bit. We've got a 24-hour deli and a collage restaurant for breakfast and lunch as well, a state-of-the-art fitness center. And one of the neatest things about our hotel is our garden courtyard. So it's something that nobody else in downtown has, and you wouldn't expect something like this in the middle of downtown Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But it's a huge area with a great big huge pool, a retractable dome. So on nice days like we've got today, the dome is open, people are able to swim and get the outside feeling of things. Lots of trees and wrought iron. Kind of reminds you of New Orleans. It's kind of a New Orleans-ish feeling to the courtyard. And it's a great space where we do a lot of events and functions, receptions and things out there. And of course, weekends with kids swimming nonstop. It's a great area. Really different. No one else downtown has anything like it.
Mm. Does anyone else have a retractable dome?
Right.
That sounds pretty cool.
Exactly.
And that surely, I'm sure that impacts your ability to really serve those events very well.
It does, right. Boy, we've had groups of 2,000 people around our courtyard. So it's really a great spot, particularly at night. You can do a lot of really cool lighting events there and cocktail parties, and boy, the chef has done some incredible food presentations out there. So it's a really neat place.
Well, you mentioned Chef Mort. We're going to get to him in the second half of the show. But did I read somewhere that you have the largest, or will have the largest, suite to guest room ratio in the city?
Exactly right. So that's another big plus for us. And typically hotels have 2 to 3% of their inventory in suites. And we're going to have a little over 10% of our inventory in suites, which is really nice. So it gives us the ability to attract more of the higher end traveling public that really likes to have suites as the guest room component of their stay. And everything being brand new, it'll just be spectacular when it's all complete.
So talk me through, I mean, you're obviously going through a major repositioning here, and, right. and in addition to the renovation, talk about how that's all going. I mean, I'm assuming the feedback you're getting from the market has been pretty positive.
It's incredible. Boy, people in our new guest rooms are absolutely loving them. It's a great program all the way around.
Clarify for me, there are rooms next to this garden courtyard.
Yes, we have about 200 courtyard side rooms that overlook the entire garden courtyard.
Wow.
So it's really nice for families on the ground level, particularly. We've got doors that open right from the guest room onto the courtyard. So mom and dad and little kids can just run out and swim really easily.
Nice.
So it's nice. And our the Sheraton Fitness Center is connected right to the courtyard as well. So you can do a little workout and then go for a quick swim, and perfect setup.
Nice luxury.
It is. Very nice.
That sounds real good. Kevin, before we go to break, just remind the audience how they can get information about Sheraton Atlanta and learn about how they can organize some events there.
You bet. So our website, SheratonAtlantaHotel.com, would be the most ideal slot to go to. If you are a Starwood Hotel fan, you can certainly go to StarwoodHotels.com and then look up Sheraton Atlanta as well. And for meetings and events, again, through the website, we can certainly be contacted that direction, or call and ask for our sales department as well.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for segment one. We're going to be joined by Chef Mark Zunerman of Fandangles. When we get back from the break, we'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right. We're now joined by Chef Mark Zunerman, who's the chef at Fandangles, which is the restaurant that Kevin Kobishop mentioned in the top half of the show. Chef Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. I appreciate you taking time, and I'm particularly grateful for what I see behind you, which Absolutely. We can maybe talk about in a second. Before we get into what you're up to with Fandangles, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Hamburg, Germany. I've been in the Atlanta area since 1996. You know, I've been obviously a chef for a long time. I traveled in Europe quite extensively and decided to come to the States after the Olympics here in Atlanta. Worked for Chateau Alland for 16 and a half years. And just recently had my third year anniversary at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel.
Well, so. Congratulations on that. Well, Thank you. Kevin was bragging about Fandangles. Tell us all about it.
All right. Like Kevin mentioned, we are right now the number two restaurant on TripAdvisor out of 3,300 restaurants in Atlanta.
I don't know. I should be number one.
Yeah. You know, we'll be there pretty soon. But it's a really great setting. We have one side that is totally window, so you can look out at the courtyard. You can see the beautiful pool that we have. I think we probably have the most beautiful bar setting in Atlanta as well. And obviously, the food is phenomenal. So
tell us a little more about that. What kind of cuisine can people expect when they come to Fandangles?
It's basically innovated Southern cuisine with a European twist. So we take we're taking all the classic Southern dishes and have a little spin on that.
So talk through one dish. I'm curious.
All right. One dish, for example, we have the braised short rib. Over parsnip mashed potatoes, natural jus, and we put a little bit of gremolata over the top to just brighten it up. And gremolata basically is orange and lemon zest and parsley. And the unique thing about most of our dishes are that we're trying to outsource local ingredients. all our prime cuts and especially the short rib come from Florence, Alabama. They're all natural, antibiotic free, and they're 28 days dry aged. So it's a really phenomenal product. Melts in your mouth. It's very beautiful.
Sounds delicious.
He shoots, he scores. Wow, that sounded great. What I love about Atlanta is it's becoming a food mecca. There's some really great opportunities to eat here. To achieve that ranking is quite stellar in this marketplace. How did you do it?
When I first came to the Sheraton, everybody said it's almost impossible to have a rating like that for a hotel restaurant. But, you know, we really revamped the whole menu and just put a lot of thought in there and just basically speaking to the people through our food and our service, of course. You know, it took about a year and a half to move up, but, you know, we're striving to be the best. So here we are, number two right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned soon to be number one. What kind of innovations are you going to add to the restaurant to try and push yourself to number one?
Just basically just wowing our guests with our food and service. I think it's very important that everything works together. The whole experience needs to be a wow factor, and it's not only the food, but it's our service as well. So combining those two things, you know, it's always a great wow factor. And we have a beautiful setting in Fandango. So,
Kevin, let me ask you, I mean, as this vision of how downtown is coming back and how this midtown revitalization is expanding much further, it's going to be a more competitive marketplace there, which is exciting. And that rising tide will serve all boats well. Talk about Chef Mark and Fandangles and the role that plays in that grander vision of what you're trying to build at Sheraton Atlanta.
Well, it's really interesting to see how many local people are coming in for dinner. And, you know, before it was a hotel restaurant where it was just hotel
business
people,
crowd,
that's it. But boy, every night now we've got almost more local people coming in for dinner than we do hotel people.
That's exciting.
Which is pretty exciting.
It's a good sign.
And that's really the thing that we're shooting for. You know, we've got a really unique room. And several renovations have just taken place in the restaurant as well. But our bar is one of the coolest bars you'll ever see. And I know I'm not going to do it justice in terms of description, but it's a very unique lit onyx marble style. Different.
I feel like I just read an article about the 25 most intriguing hotel bars. I want to say that I feel like I saw it on that.
We certainly should be.
Talk more about the bar.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful curved bar. Like Kevin mentioned, it's lit, and we have some phenomenal bartenders right behind it that have a lot of fun with our guests. And it's really beautiful coming in there, seeing this long, curvy bar. It's just breathtaking. So
I feel like between service and food in the bar, you got a great little trio to really solidify.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
We've got a great team and service quality. You know, we connect really well with our guests, which is really the key to it.
Absolutely.
It's not just another restaurant where you're coming in and herded out.
Right.
You know, we connect really well with our customers and touch them and feel them and make sure that their experience is really top notch.
Well, that's what
I think
is
the key.
It's not the ultimate experience.
Absolutely.
It's not only the service, but it's also the chefs coming out to the table, talking about their food and really getting firsthand feedback from all of us. So,
yeah, I love that.
That's what we're all about.
So Kevin, the Atlanta Convention Visitors Bureau recently had the Battle of the Bottles, and I understand you guys did very well in that competition.
We really did. We ended up in the top three of all of the drinks that were submitted. We had a really cool drink called a Menage Arita, which was really cool. It was ginger-infused tequila with house-made strawberry basil soda and fresh lime. And then the rim, so it wasn't just your typical salt rim. It was a balsamic basil salt.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, a killer drink. And we were in the top three in the entire city. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So one of our bartenders created this and wound up in the top three of all drinks in the city. We're really excited about that.
Well, the name itself would be worthy of a top three finish,
exactly.
I think. But boy, when you describe the drink itself, that sounds fascinating. Wow. Well, congratulations on that. Obviously, we're going to have to go see Chef Mark, who's going to prepare us something cool, and we're going to have a Menage Arita. That sounds very good. Chef Mark, before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions and learn more about Fandangles?
Also, at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel, it's on 165 Cortland Street Northeast. Our phone number is 404-659-6500. And
Chef
just
Mark.
Ask for Chef Mark.
Great to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. And Kevin, one more time, where can people get all the information they need on Sheraton Atlanta?
Righto, we're at SheratonAtlantaHotel.com, and we're located right on the corner of Cortland and International.
Okay. Kevin Co-Bishop, the general manager of Sheridan Atlanta, and Chef Mark Zunerman of Fandangles. Gentlemen, great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping. And thank you very kindly for your very generous gift.
Absolutely. Enjoy.
We're going to cancel our next interview because we're going to be diving into that.
Well, have a tasty day.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Kevin Co-Bishop and Chef Mark Zunerman, my co-host Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.